Let's be punctual then. So welcome, and thanks for being here. So this talk is about a very do-it-yourself project, and this is how I made some smartness into a dumb EV charger for well, for open source and for being viable for me to charge a car at my parents'. Okay, I'll try to speak louder. My voice is really getting a hard time. Thanks. Well, who am I? I'm currently a ClickHouse developer at TinyBird, which is a company we do data analytics. I presented Dracula. I co-founded this on I presented on Foston 2019 about privacy and showing who is tracking us through the internet. And I'm also Hipul is a Linux user group that exists in Coruña. And we are organizing also a free software conference there, and CFP is open. So I made my own way of interacting with a car for charging. And the first of all, the reason why I did this is this was a side project, and I wanted to learn Rust. So I ended up making this as an excuse, as a project to learn the language. And I talked yesterday at the Rust Dev Room about how I did it. The talk of today is why I did it. So why? Well, I now own an EV, and charging cheaper than the public prices are appealing. And my parents live in the countryside where there's very poor electric power. There's less than 2.2 kilowatts peak available. And most of the chargers that are currently available do a kind of this smart grid balancing and so on, but they are only interested in higher power output for like 10 cars or 20 cars, and this is not my use case. These balancing chargers exist, but first of all, they usually require physical wiring, which is cumbersome because when you have a car that is like 50 meters away from your circuit breaker in a different area, then you would have to like do groundwork to put a wire, just a tiny little wire that only carries like 1 volt to check what's the amperage of the breaker. So it's really expensive and really not convenient for this to do. This is in kind of this place, so it doesn't really make a lot of sense to like dig a hole through like 50 meters away to just go to the other side and charge the car there, because we already had AC there. We just didn't have